This is J.P. Travis, and you're on Broadview, and this is J.P.'s Moment of Common Sense. President Obama misquoted Rutherford B. Hayes this week. Hayes is our 19th president. He's been dead for 120 years, but he was Republican, so I guess that makes him fair game for Obama. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason he misquoted him, maybe not. I've given up trying to explain the president's factual errors politely. What's interesting about the misquote is that when the curator of the Rutherford B. Hayes Presidential Center in Fremont, Ohio, was contacted, she admitted hearing and correcting that same misquote numerous times. It's one of those things people think they know but really don't. There's a lot of that stuff in circulation, stuff people think they know. Quick quiz. Did Richard Nixon get impeached for sending people to break into the Watergate? Most people would say yes, but in fact, Nixon resigned before he was impeached, and he didn't know about the break-in until after it happened. Here's another one. Back during the 2000 presidential election, people kept talking about how smart Gore is and how dumb Bush is, until somebody pointed out that Bush had better grades in college and has an MBA from Harvard, while Gore flunked out of two different grad schools before becoming a politician. Intelligence is an area where stuff that people think they know thrives. Ronald Reagan and Sarah Palin are two politicians who get insulted constantly for being dumb, but in fact, both of them were blessed by God with photographic memories. The worst victim of all might be former Vice President Dan Quayle, who lives in infamy for not being able to spell the word potato. In fact, we don't know anything whatsoever about Quayle's ability to spell. He was reading from a flashcard made by the teacher. It was the teacher who couldn't spell. Most of these misconceptions have one thing in common. They work to the detriment of conservatives and to the advantage of liberals. Strange, isn't it? Quayle points out that right around the time he was being lampooned for misspelling potato, his opponent, Al Gore, made reference to a leopard changing its stripes. Quayle thinks that was much funnier than putting an E at the end of potato. How about Hillary Clinton's vast right-wing conspiracy? She used that phrase on the Today Show in 1998 to counter what she called fabricated rumors that her husband had had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, and the phrase has been popular ever since, even though we now know that Bill really did have that affair. We know it by DNA, for crying out loud. Recently, some very harmful misconceptions have damaged our nation, perhaps permanently. During the health care debates, the assumption was made that U.S. health care wasn't functioning very well, even though we spend lots of money on it. In fact, recent studies have verified what I was saying 3 years ago. U.S. healthcare is far and away the best in the world. We tore something good apart and replaced it with a monstrosity for no good reason. Energy is another area where people hoard nuggets of stuff they think they know. Our president said this week that drilling for oil won't help because we only have 2% of the world's proven reserves. We've heard variations of this nonsense for so many years, I can't blame anybody for believing it. In fact, it's a clever lie. Proven reserves is only the stuff we're already drilling. If you take into account all the oil we're not drilling, but we know is down there, the United States has enough oil to satisfy its own needs for hundreds of years, without one drop of imported oil from those Muslim thugs in Saudi Arabia. By the way, speaking of oil, oil companies do not get government subsidies. They might drill on government land, but they pay for the privilege, and the depletion allowance you hear about is simply depreciation by another name. All companies deduct depreciation, not just oil companies. Maybe the most harmful misconception comes from environmentalists who peddle the notion that economic development is bad for the environment. In fact, it's just the opposite. Study after study proves the more economically successful a nation is, the cleaner its environment gets. If you had a time machine and traveled to the New York of 1850 when per capita income was less than a tenth what it is now, the smell alone would convince you. One last example of stuff that people think they know. Comedians love to portray Republicans as stiff-necked sexual prudes, but every time somebody takes a survey, it turns out conservatives are enjoying sex more than liberals and having more of it. But that really shouldn't surprise anybody. Look at Sarah Palin and then look at Hillary Clinton. That's today's dose of common sense.
Wow. Palin and Clinton. That's quite a comparison there. What are you doing, Sean? You got something to say?
Yeah, since you're on Nevada News, that was a good one, by the way, JP.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks, Sean.